for 4 weeks of fabulous prizes. Visit revitalizingwaterbury.org for all the details. This message is brought to you by the following merchants.
Walk down the alleyway on Stowe Street to the front door of La Strada Bakery. There are breads, cookies, croissants, pies, and many holiday specialties. Calzone soups and sandwiches are available for a light lunch takeout. La Strada Bakery, located down the alley on Stowe Street for all of your holiday treats.
Casey's Bagel and Cafe invites you to stop in and warm up with the New York-style bagel and more during this year's holiday stroll. Whether your morning needs an enjoyable jumpstart or you long for a flavorful lunch, you'll find it at Casey's Bagel and Cafe, more than just a bagel shop.
We go to the phone. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to State Senator Kevin Mullen from Rutland County, and he's kind enough to join us live on the line. We're going to talk about John Gruber. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Mark.
Yesterday, the administration announced that it was going to sever its ties with Gruber, though not with his firm. Is that what you were looking for? Is that going to satisfy the critics of Gruber, do you think?
I think the only thing that's going to satisfy the critics of Gruber is that a thorough, independent review of his underlying economic assumptions is conducted. And as I understand it from talking with Lawrence Miller, all the information to date has been shared with Tom Cabet, Jeff Carr, Rand, and JFO. And, you know, at some point we may actually even have to use the money that we're saving for not paying Gruber for his continued work for an outside economist just to vet some of the very basic underlying starting points on his economic modeling.
Did the administration do the right thing yesterday?
I think they took a very bad situation and tried to make the best of it. I mean, obviously, anything that has his name associated with it now is going to be tainted and questioned. And so, you know, I think it's easy for me to say that I would have just terminated the contract. But after speaking with Lawrence Miller, a great deal of work had been completed, and I think that he's between a rock and a hard place trying to get this done without having to incur additional expense and still meeting the deadline that they have set to give us a plan by January. So I understand where they're coming from. I think the ultimate better solution would have been just to terminate his contract. But as long as we can make ourselves comfortable with the fact that we're dealing with truthful assumptions, and I think that we can still salvage this.
You say that the numbers, though, that Gruber's firm produce will be tainted and questioned. If Tom Cabet and Jeff Carr look at it, do you think that will scrub the credibility problem or not?
Well, I think it's going to take both them, Rand, JFO, everybody looking at it, and they're going to have to do an analysis if they need more information or if they have enough to satisfy themselves that things are okay. And they're going to have to not only satisfy themselves, but they're going to be able to have to articulate to a legislature that is going to be questioning the underlying viability of the data. So if they can do that, then we're in good shape. And I just don't know if all the working papers have been turned over to them or if it's just what he's producing as output that he's feeding to the state or what. And until we really get back into session and be able to start to ask some very deep questions, it's going to be hard to determine.
What exactly were you looking for in this economic analysis?
Well, there's really two key points that I've been talking about from the beginning with the first discussions of Act 48 on the Healthcare Committee back 4 years ago, and that is that basically there are two key points that we need outside economic modeling for. One is to make sure that we have a financing plan that is sustainable and that is equitable. And secondly, we have to have economic modeling to prove that there is not an aggregate economic loss to the state of Vermont because of moving towards Green Mountain Care. So what I'm looking for is firm economic modeling data that will convince everyone that the financing plan is sustainable and equitable, and secondly, that if we move forward with Green Mountain Care, that we're not going to do detriment to the Vermont economy. So those are really the key pieces that we're looking for.
And if those two are satisfied, are you willing to sign on board and support this?
Well, again, there are other provisions that have to be agreed to as well. As you recall, when we were writing this legislation, we were careful to put it in safeguards. So in addition to these triggers, we have to be assured that quality of care is going to be there, that providers are going to be reimbursed at an amount not only to attract good quality physicians, but retain our existing physicians and other medical providers. They're going to have to prove to us that there are administrative savings by moving to this new system. So if those tests are met, then why wouldn't we all want to move forward? But I think we're a long way from proving that the tests have been met at this point in time.
Let's go to Hyde Park. Ken, good morning. You're on the air with State Senator Kevin Mullen.
Yeah, good morning. A couple of questions. I come out of that world. I've played with very large economic models in a lot of different places to make big corporate decisions. And when I looked at this whole thing, nothing made a heck of a lot of sense. If I look at where we paid Gruber, we paid it to his house. Now, he's got a fairly good-sized house, but where is this corporation? Who is this corporation? There's no information that I could find about who would actually be doing the work and who actually works with him. And given that, I'm not sure how you divorce Gruber from the work, except in a purely face-saving perspective. Secondly, one of the big things that you can do with this whole process is to get lots of people to buy into it. And I'm not sure that simply having the traditional state economists look at this will be enough to bring, and state economists, JFO, et cetera, will be enough to bring together a consensus that, in fact, the model is the assumptions that are being put into the model and the way the model works with those assumptions is sufficient. So is there any provision for public access to the information that you're asking for?
All right. Okay.
From the beginning, we've always made it clear that it had to be an open process as we were moving forward with Green Mountain Care, and that all the information had to be available to the public. So I'm hopeful that the administration will make it available as soon as possible. You've made some really key points, and I think you're right. I think it is going to require a thoroughly and totally independent review by someone outside of the normal channels to satisfy people. And I think that ultimately, it could cost us more than the money that we're going to save by not paying Gruber for his continued work to get that analysis. But I think it's going to be necessary in order to make sure that everyone is on the same page and everybody is comfortable. And the points that you've raised are exactly the points that everybody is very concerned about, that the underlying assumptions could be flawed and could be skewed in a way to make the answers come out in a format that promotes the moving forward of the program.
If there isn't a new healthcare financing system put into place, do you think that this has gone so far down the tracks that there's been damage done that you couldn't undo if you don't go forward?
I think that we're still able to pull the plug. I think we're moving in the right direction. I'm really pleased with the work that Al Gobay and the Green Mountain Care Board are doing. But we're at the beginning stages. The exchange has put us back. I don't see how we could ever implement Green Mountain Care by 2017. But I think what's more important than the 2017 date is that when we implement it right. We don't need to have another fiasco like we had with the exchange. And so I think that we're a long ways from one, even being able to make an informed decision on whether we should proceed, and two, if we do proceed, doing so in a manner that holds Vermont harmless so that we do have no impact on the quality of our care and have savings throughout the system so that it does make sense. I think everybody's on the same page and wants the same things. We all want to see universal coverage for all Vermonters, and I'm convinced we can get there. But we certainly have been set back plenty by first the exchange and now this fiasco with Professor Gruber.
What did the election results tell you, Kevin, in terms of going forward or not going forward on health care reform?
Well, I think that it's one of many pieces that the public questions the current administration's ability to get the job done on. And it really, I don't think it matters who the opponent was. I think Peter Shumlin was in trouble. And as I was out campaigning in my county, it was very clear that people do not trust the current government in Montpelier, and that, you know, a lot has to be done to earn that trust back. And, you know, there have been a number of events that I don't think any one single one has triggered it, but if you add them all together with the fiasco of the exchange, the failure to meet deadlines on putting forward a financing plan, the failure to meet deadlines on other legislation that the governor has signed dealing with natural resources and other issues, those have all played on the public trust. And I think that in some respects, to me, it's gratifying to realize that it wasn't just Rutland County that was raising most questions, but it was a statewide concern. I've had conversations with the governor. I think that he has received a wake-up call. He has expressed that he has been humbled by the event and is going to proceed in a different fashion, and I hope that's the case, and I have to take him at his word and hope that that is the case.
Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mark. Have a good one.
You too. State Senator Kevin Mullen, Republican from Rutland County, joining us live on the line this morning to talk about the John Gruber controversy and also health care reform, generally speaking. We'll take your phone calls the rest of the way. Love to hear from you. 244-1777. That's our local number. Toll-free 877-291-8255. Moment of your time for our friends at Green Mountain Access. If you're looking for outstanding internet service, great email service, make it our friends at gmavt.net. You can reach them toll-free at 1-888-321-0815, 1-888-321-0815, and you can also find them on the World Wide Web. That would be at gmavt.net. Coming up tomorrow on the program, I'll be up in Burlington at a conference. Ken Squire will be sitting in tomorrow. Among the guests that will be joining him on the program tomorrow, the head of the Secretary of the Agency of Agriculture, Chuck Ross, will be on to talk about a decision he made this week dealing with farming practices and runoff into our lakes and streams. We'll take a break for news. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier. News is next.
AP Radio News.